USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Democrat Raphael Warnock has pulled ahead of incumbent Senate Kelly Loeffler in one of Georgia's two Senate runoffs on Tuesday, and by late Tuesday night, he was projected the winner. John Ossoff, the Democrat seeking to unseat David Perdue, holds a slender lead and is too close to call at this time. Congress meets today to do a final count of the Electoral College before announcing a winner in the 2020 presidential election. The session should begin at 1 p.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. The Trump administration announced Tuesday that it has awarded a $3.7 billion grant to help Puerto Rico rebuild water and wastewater treatment plants, pumping stations, and reservoirs damaged by Hurricane Maria more than 3 years ago. The money will come from the Federal Emergency Management Administration. Wisconsin prosecutors on Tuesday cleared police officer Rustin Chesky of criminal charges in the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin in late August. Blake was armed with a knife and that he had resisted arrest. USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.